I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. A man who spent 23 years in prison for a crime he did not commit has been granted a certificate of innocence. 42-year-old John Horton Jr. of Rockford won the certificate from the Winnebago County Judge Joseph McGraw. Horton was 17 when he was charged with murder and armed robbery. Another man since confessed to the crime. The certificate of innocence allows Horton to seek financial compensation from the state. In other news, President Trump is tweeting about former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. He called the latest Fox News appearance by former First Lady Patty Blagojevich required television watching. Brian Mackey has more.
Patty Blagojevich has been on Fox News multiple times this year, trying to connect her husband's prosecution to the current Trump investigations.
These same prosecutors, the same political assassins, I like to call them, are taking legal fundraising contributions and legal requests for fundraising and turning them into something that is, they're trying to say, are crimes, and they're non-existent crimes.
A judge, jury, and appellate court disagreed. They thought it was criminal, for example, when Blagojevich demanded a $50,000 campaign contribution in exchange for increasing state payments to a children's hospital. Patty Blagojevich is seeking clemency from the president. Without that, Rod Blagojevich will be in prison another 5 years. I'm Brian Mackey.
Meanwhile, current First Lady Diana Rauner released an online curriculum about the newly renovated Governor's Mansion in Springfield. The guide is for K through 12 students. It links lessons in math, science, art, music, and reading and writing to the mansion's history, including the Civil War. Rauner says the guide is ideal for use before or after tours. It covers key events including Chicago's 1893 World's Columbian Exposition, the Haymarket Riot, women's suffrage, the Great Depression, as well as governors who lived in the mansion. You can download the curriculum at isbe.net. In other news, the state climatologist is retiring after 21 years. Jim Angel wrote the Midwest chapter of the federal government's National Climate Report. He says the biggest change in the state's climate is heavy rain.
We've gotten about double the number of heavy rainfall events over the last century. So first half of the 20th century, not that big of a problem, and now it's a big problem. So almost every time I turn around, somebody's getting hammered by 2, 4, 6 inches of rain.
Angel spoke on the 21st. The state has not announced his successor. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. 'Tis the season for holiday parties with family and friends, and that also means a lot of food. The St. Louis District Dairy Council says the key to maintaining a healthy lifestyle this time of year is moderation. The council's Jalen Munson says you need to watch your portion sizes especially.
When you're at a holiday gathering, make sure you aim for a variety of foods on your plate, that it's not just, you know, sugar-laden foods, but that you are, you know, partaking of some whole grain or, fiber-rich foods that will help you stay full and help your body to absorb sugar a lot slower.
Munson says another key is don't skip a meal before a holiday party. If you go in really hungry, she says, you're more likely to overindulge. Farmers should expect a survey in the mail in early 2019 as the USDA works to measure nutrient management practices. The USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service will conduct the survey of Illinois farmers. It's a part of the Illinois Nutrient Research and Education Council for early 2019. The survey will measure a number of management practices, including the use of cover crops, timing of fertilizer application, and methods of determining nitrogen application rates. The survey will also measure edge of field practices, including constructed wetlands and saturated buffers. A month after that first mailing, those who didn't respond will get another correspondence. The results of that survey are expected to be published in August of 2019. And a Richland County man has been sentenced to federal prison on methamphetamine charges. The U.S. attorney says 45-year-old Robert Hardin of Calhoun got 9 years behind bars. I'm Jennifer Fuller.